Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Pei Beis Vav continues to discuss the features of the davening during Aseres Meitshuva and on Rosh Hashanah itself. And on Vav, Omer b'tfilo v'sitein lono es yom hazikoron hazeh v'einu maskiros chodesh. That is the rule. That when we daven on Rosh Hashanah, we only mention Rosh Hashanah. The name for Rosh Hashanah in the Torah is Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. Zikaron is to remember. We know that the minig, that they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was always 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul. And so the minhag today, even in shuls, is that we don't say Kiddush HaChodesh for the month of Tishrei. Right? In other words, usually before the Shabbos, before Rosh Chodesh, before the week in which there is Rosh Chodesh, we announce in shul that Rosh Chodesh is coming and what day Rosh Chodesh will be. What day Rosh Chodesh will be. But for Tishrei, we don't do that. We also know that whenever there's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, whenever there are 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, according to the system that we use, the first of the 2 days is always the last day of the previous month, Lamed. And the second of the 2 days is always Aleph. But on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, so to speak, is Aleph Tishrei. So there are features of the relationship between Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, which are differentiated. And so, the Mechaber says that it's sufficient always to mention Yom HaZikaron. And it's quite clear that Yom HaZikaron is also Rosh Chodesh. However, that doesn't explain why the Shulchan Aruch is so definitive about it. Eino Maskir Rosh Chodesh, I mean, that's a fact. But how did that fact come into play? I mean, what difference does it make? What would be so bad about mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Eino maskir Rosh Chodesh, diksha omrim yom hazikaron kai nami Rosh Chodesh." That whenever you say, when you say Yom today is Yom HaZikaron, since everybody knows that Yom HaZikaron is also Rosh Chodesh, it falls on Rosh Chodesh. It's not a problem, because he says the Kari Zikaron, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And the pasuk says, in Bamidbar, Perek Yud, pasuk Yud. Yom Simchaschem over Moadechem, Uve Roshei Chod Sheichem. Right? All these categories. Yom Simchaschem is Moadechem, Yontifs, and Roshei Chod Sheichem. Utikatim Mechatzotzos Alolo Seichem, Val Zivchei Shalmechem. And so on those days, you also blow the Chatzotzro. The Chatzotzro was made out of brass, as opposed to the or silver, as opposed to the shofar, which is a keren shel ayil. Vayulachem lizikaron lifnei elokechem. In other words, somehow vayulachem zikaron applies to all of these days, and these days include the moed and rashei chodshechem. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you call Rosh Hashanah Yom HaZikaron, that somehow you're also saying Rosh Chodesh, even though still it's not perfectly clear how this happened, but it is clear that that's our minhag. We mention Yom HaZikaron, but we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Zayin imchal bechol omer Yom Trua Mikra Kodesh, Vimchal B'Shabbos, Omer Zichron Trua. Everybody knows that if Rosh Hashanah falls on a day which is not Shabbos, then we say Yom Trua. We call it the day of the shofar blast. We say Yom Trua. That's its name. But if it falls on Shabbos, if it falls on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. So our minhag is not to call it Yom Truah, because that would be sort of a contradiction in fact. So we call it Zichron Truah. Zichron Truah means the memory of it. We remember the Truah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, he says, Afilu b'tfilas halayla o b'kiddush. He says, even when we daven Maariv, we don't blow shofar at night. We also say Zichron Truah, even though we never blow shofar at night, and we always say on a regular day like this year, we call it Yom Truah. He says, nevertheless, we don't make a distinction. We say on Rosh Hashanah, when it falls out on Shabbos, we say Zichron Truah. Same thing is true of Kiddush. Ava bisha ain't talking about Laila. Mikol makol by yom hu yom shel trua. De lemochor vaday yitkeu. But at Kiddush at night, we call it, we call Rosh Hashanah Yom Trua. We say Yom Trua about Rosh Hashanah, even though we don't blow shofar at night, because we know that we're going to blow shofar the next day. Because we are chredim, de b'di eved im oba b'chol zichro trua. V'siyim abrocha enu chozer. The habaturik siv zichron trua avagav the raisa tekiya sharia b'shabbos. It was like this is a confusing. He says that what happens if a person on Rosh Hashanah, if it's Yom Chol like this year, and instead of saying Yom Trua, you say Zichron Trua. Is that the kind of mistake that you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei for? I mean, are you kind of telling a lie? Because today is a Yom Truah, and you called it a Zichron Truah. So the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei, you don't have to go back, because the Torah, after all, calls Rosh Hashanah Zichron Truah, and Mikra Adin, he says this is true, even though in the Torah, the Torah doesn't recognize the fact that you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It was in the Torah, that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos. According to the Midah Raisa, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, whether it's Shabbos or Chol. Nevertheless, in the Torah, one of the names of Rosh Hashanah is Zichron Truah, right? That's one of the names of the day. And that's why Rashi says there in that pasuk in Bamidbar, that Mikra Adin Midaraisa, you have to say Malchias Zichronos and Shofros where you do Tkiah Shofar. It's called Zichron Truah. The day is called Zichron Truah because there's another halacha that we learn from that pasuk, and that is when you blow the shofar, you have to say psukim. And those psukim are divided into the topics of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So that if you called Rosh Hashanah Zichron Truah, on a day when you do blow shofar, like a Yom Chol, you haven't done anything that is actually contradictory to what the Torah says. It's only a secondary fact. It's only in history that Zichron Truah became the name of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, and Yom Truah became the name of Rosh Hashanah when it falls during the week. But Be'ikar Adin, Rosh Hashanah is always Zichron Truah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore, if you made that mistake, you don't have to go back. And he says, "V'adim b'Shabbos, my Yom Trua gam ked enu chozer." And therefore, if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, and in your Shemona Esrei you call Rosh Hashanah Yom Trua, right? Where on Shabbos you're not going to blow shofar, you also don't repeat the Shemona Esrei because you've said the right thing in a manner of speaking. Because the Torah calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Truah, and also calls Rosh Hashanah Zichron Truah. And Meikar Adin, Midaraisa, of course, there's no distinction between Shabbos and Chol as far as blowing shofar is concerned. That's a takone of Chazal. Okay? So that we've discovered changes in the Shemona Esrei that are Meikar Adin. Like, if you don't say them, you don't have Shemona Esrei. You're missing out. And that is especially the change from Kel HaKadosh to a Melech HaKadosh. At the other end of the spectrum, we have there are things that if you change the Shmon Esrei that is Mikubal, it's ignored entirely. Like the additions that you make in the first three brachot of Shmon Esrei, or the last three brachot of Shmon Esrei. If you leave them out, you forget to say them, because in your Siddur it's printed in a like little print or big print or whatever kind of print, and so you make a mistake. So we consider that to be totally irrelevant, right? Not necessary for Shmon Esrei, and just go on and you finish Shmon Esrei. There's a difference of opinion about the change between Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat and HaMelech HaMishpat, right? We paskin that B'dievet, there's no difference between them. Even though the Mechaber seems to think that by saying HaMelech HaMishpat, you've made an essential distinction. But we paskin that if you say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat instead of saying HaMelech HaMishpat, then you don't have to repeat. Finally, we've learned today that Me'ikar Adin, even though in the Shmon Esrei there's a distinction that on Yemei Chol we call Rosh Hashanah Yom Trua, and on Shabbos we call Rosh Hashanah Zichron Trua, but Me'ikar Adin there's no difference because the Torah calls Rosh Hashanah by both names, and in the Torah, scheme, you blow shofar whether it's Chol or Shabbos. So that even though we distinguish today between Chol and Shabbos, a Chol we blow shofar, we call it Yom Trua, and on Shabbos we don't blow shofar, we call it Zichron Trua, b'dieved, if you made a mistake and said the wrong thing, eino chozer, because ve'ikar adin, you've said something correct, and even though you've gone against the minhag, but that's not a reason enough to say Shmona Esrei over again.